Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 123 for August 9th, 2006, HP's Slimline PC. And now, get ready for Dick! Here we are with the Daily GizWiz, and our Daily Gizzer Wizzer is Mr. Dick D. Bartolo. Middle of the week, episode 123. This episode is brought to you by Sesame Street, I think.
Yeah, that's right. And it's just about that age group.
Is it?
When you put the two of us together.
Yeah, but no. If you add the two together, you get to six. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Is that our IQs or our mental age? Probably both. So what do we have for the game?
You know, today we're just talking about a PC. I wanted a PC. I have a little rolling table, and I wanted like a rolling workstation. And I found that HP came out with, there are only two models in it, called the Slimline PC. And Leo, this thing is one-third the size of any other tower, but it has a card reader in the front. It's fairly robust for a little guy. 250 gigabyte hard drive. It has 1 gigabyte of memory. It's running
a gigabyte. Wow.
Yeah, it's running Windows Media Center. It's running at 1.7 gigahertz, and it has LightScribe. Have you used LightScribe?
No, but I love the idea. Tell everybody about LightScribe.
LightScribe is after you make your own DVD.
It makes you its own.
It gravy. It makes its own. You can go in and design your own label, and you have to use a special LightScribe disc, but it like burns the image and the printing onto the disc.
That's really cool.
Look neat.
How much are the LightScribe discs?
You know what? One came with it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're a little more pricey, but the price has also dropped. So
yeah,
I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Okay. Wow.
It's a cute little disc. Disc PC. It doesn't come with a gig. They gave you a gig. It comes with 512. I'm just looking at this.
Well, it depends. There are two different models.
Oh, okay.
One of them is under five. One of them with the rebate is $429.
Wow.
And then the top of the line is, I think, $750 rebate. So, It's pretty amazing. But I love the little card reader, and I like the buttons. They glow blue. You know me and buttons, pal.
You love them.
I love them. If it's glowing yellow, it's in standby. Glowing blue, it's on. But I did like the fact. And the only when I talked to the people at HP, they said probably the only application you don't want it for is gaming, but everything else. And I really like it a lot.
The LightScribe discs are about a buck each, maybe a little bit.
A buck each, okay.
So they're three times more expensive, but you get these great looking labels. Now they're monochrome, right? They're not color labels.
No, they're monochrome.
Yeah. So what did you burn for your first LightScribe disc?
I'm burning a collection I'm going to sell for $1,000 of podcast outtakes. Now that's the interesting thing about the podcast outtakes. There are none.
Because we just put it all in there.
Whatever we say is...
You can tell we're not editing this sucker.
No, absolutely. And also, there's another fun thing, and I think it's hpskins.com, where you can go there, put in the model of your computer, and then, like, if you're going back to college or... HP is pitching this for like a computer for the kitchen. So if you want to marbleize it, or it's for the kids' room and the kids want to put sports figures on it, and it's a 3M adhesive that you can put it on and take it off the computer without
leaving. I've seen these. They really look cool.
They look really great.
And they have them for the Slim PC?
Yes, they have it for the whole HP line. But what you can do, what's fun is you put in the model of your computer, and it brings that up on the screen, and then you pick out different skins that you want to see, and then the computer shows you what it would look like if you put the skins on. And it shows you if you just put the skins on the front or the sides or the top. It's a lot of fun.
If you compare these with the Mac Mini, it's a little bit bigger, but it's a little bit less expensive. It's a little bit slower. But it's a little bit slower.
It's a little bit cheaper.
And the Mac Mini does not have a LightScribe disc in it now.
So, yeah. Is it a DVD burner as well, or just a CD?
It is.
It's DVD,
it's a,
and CD.
It's a DVD and CD. And
does it have a FireWire connection?
You know, I'm looking at it right now. I believe it's
FireWire. That's the most important thing at this point, because everybody's got video cameras, DV video cameras. And, yes. And sometimes the low-end computers don't have the FireWire in the back. They have USB, but you can't really copy video off with USB.
Okay, let me just...
And these are Celeron-based.
They are. Let's see.
Which is why gaming wouldn't be the idea.
I cannot... I can't walk far enough with my cord.
All right, let me check the specs. The specs will,
The specs will save us.
I think it does. In fact, I'm looking here, and it does have both USB 2 and FireWire.
Okay.
At this point, I would be. I would just say to people that you might, of course, in this price range, you're probably not going to find it, but you might want to look at the newer Intel chips. These Celeron chips are pretty pig slow compared to Core 2. And I don't know if doing a Core 2 yet, but that would be the one to look for.
Okay.
Even I think even for an average user, because nowadays everybody's burning disks and ripping MP3s, and you do get the benefit with a Core 2 of a little bit faster burning and ripping. And ripping and burning.
Burn
baby, burn. Disco Inferno. I know you know that song. Mr. Disco,
I was playing it 10 minutes ago.
I bet
know that song.
You know, I was in Indianapolis for the Indy 500, and they have celebrities drive by in the cars, you know. And KC of KC and the Sunshine
Band. Oh, my word.
He's still alive. In fact, he had still the Sunshine Band with him, and they were cute, and he looked pretty good. He looked pretty good. He's still out there. You know, singing a little song, making a little love, getting down.
And when
tonight.
You say he was in a car?
He wasn't racing it, but he was.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of, you know, the whole parade is very, you know, Indy 500 oriented, so.
And how come you weren't in the parade?
I was watching, which to me was sufficient.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
They did have celebrities of my caliber and lower.
All right.
Some of the celebrities were, a little weak, but...
Give me an example of a celebrity that's lower.
Lower than me?
Right.
Yeah, it's the guy
And living.
Well, yeah, that's a little harder. It's the guy who lit the tiki torches in Survivor. Okay, he wasn't actually in the show, but he lit the torches.
Okay, so we're talking below Richard Hatch.
Yes. Yeah, Richard Hatch was not there, but there was somebody, a Survivor, like runner-up. They couldn't afford the winner. But they had a runner-up.
Okay.
You know, it's funny how there are layers of levels of celebrity in this country. That are kind of, it's different from when you were doing the match game. I mean, then you, what kind of celebrity did you have to be to get on the match game?
breathing? No, I guess we had very good celebrities.
You had some really good ones, but you also had ones that were famous for being famous.
Yes, exactly.
And nothing much else.
Right? Yeah, exactly. But you know, when you had to book six celebrities a week.
Yeah.
When the show was in New York and there were only two celebrities.
That was easy.
John and I. Yeah. And what we would do, we would just look through old movie books and say, who do we want to meet in person?
Oh, that's neat. And what fun that must have been.
Yeah, that's how we got
Johnny Weissmuller.
Gloria Swanson. Can you imagine Gloria Swanson on the match game?
She did the match game. Wow.
She did the match game. She kept saying, I'm ready for my close-up now.
It's not me that got small. It's the movies.
It's the show I'm on.
It's the writer of this show.
Oh, you know what, Lee? I'll tell you a funny story. Rita Moreno. We had Rita Moreno as a guest.
She was
West Side Story,
West Side Story, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right, and did a lot of Broadway. And she was one of the celebrities on Match Game. And during the lunch break, sometimes people, it's an hour and a half break, so people would leave the building. And we were going down in the elevator together. It was just the two of us. And I said, are you having fun? And she said, you know, between you and I, the game is kind of stupid, isn't it? And I said, well, I mean, some people think it is. And she said, do you work on this show? And I said, I do. And she said, and what do you do? I said, well, I write the question. She said, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, that's okay. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
It's those questions. They're so stupid.
Right. The show is great fun. If it's those, if they could eliminate those questions, we'd have a better show.
But you weren't insulted because it's a game show. Game shows are not known for their brain power.
No, absolutely not.
Jeopardy.
And right. I'm not known for my brain power.
Jeopardy's not. That's silly anyway. Did they ever ask you to write for Jeopardy?
No. What are you kidding? Right for Jeopardy.
Those aren't writers. Those are researchers.
Researchers. That's not writing. Thank you very much.
In the words of Truman Capote, that's not writing. That's typing.
That's right.
Yes. All right, Dick. Well, our slimline PC and light scribe disc are fading into the sunset. Do you get to keep this or do you have to send it back?
You know what? I'm hoping that I can hang on to it until something new comes along.
That's the best way to do it. You don't want to keep it forever, just until there's something better.
Just until it becomes a Warehouse Friday.
Yeah. That's true. You've got to do something about the warehouse.
Yeah. Hey, you know, tell me about, what are we doing theme song-wise? Now, I understand.
Well, we have so many. We've got
so many.
A lot of submissions.
We're going to stick with our...
Well, I like
our standard one.
I like the one, and now I forgot the guy, the name of the guy who wrote it. But we did get a pair of very good ones. Shall I play them for you? This is from Pat Mrzek.
Okay.
And I would say Pat is probably, well, now I'm confused because he signs it Hagen. Maybe Pat's his mom. I don't know. But I would say that this person is probably a pro of some kind. Listen, this is he sent two. He or she sent two. This is the open.
The Daily Giz Whiz. The Daily Giz Whiz makes its own sauce.
See, he's getting around the copyright by saying makes his own sauce.
Oh,
I think we briefly toyed with that as an option. And here's the close.
Dick will be there.
It's a little churchy.
It's a Sunday.
It's the Sunday edition of the Daily.
Well,
it's the Sunday edition.
The Sunday.
Bless you, my son.
That's right. If you don't go to church, you have to listen to this podcast on Sunday.
And
Dick will be there.
Dick will be there.
There.
I love it. We have quite a few more. It's kind of.
We want to do one each day.
Okay. Okay.
Okay,
but it's Paul from Vancouver is the one that we really like. In fact, let's wrap things up with his fantastic jingle submission. Dick, it's been great. We'll see you tomorrow for another Daily Gizwiz.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.